Psalm 39 is not so much a prayer to God, but rather a personal testimony about God. It's about the Almighty Creator God being intimate with the individual. I waited for the Lord, says David, and then God stooped down and heard my cry. God bends right over towards him, removing any supposed distance that David had felt from God, who even inspires him to sing, "He put a new song in my mouth, praise be to God." Furthermore, since God has listened to David's prayer, David learns that this Almighty God doesn't want in return yet another liturgical sacrifice, but an open ear, an attentive listening for God's word. But there's more. In Exodus 21:5-6, a person could offer his ear or her ear for piercing as an outward sign of his desire to be a permanent slave in constant obedience to the master. This listening is not to be a one-off action, but a permanent way of life. David then resolves to move out from the personal turmoil. "I will proclaim to the great assembly your law of living justly," he says. For him and for us, worship leads to public action for justice. True worship means three things: entering the presence of love, reflecting on the demands of love, and going out to bring this shared love into loving practical action, with God's help, of course. The full psalm ends with David addressing God with almost cheeky intimacy, remembering the words in verse 1, I waited for the Lord." His final words now in verse 18 are quite blunt and personal. "Oh my God, help, but don't be slow about it." It's interesting to hear someone telling God to hurry up.